Evelina Maikasko, welcome again to KKCR, our community radio station in Princeville, Kauai, on this beautiful day. It's October 6th, Monday, 2014, and wow, it's already October. Welcome to our Living Sovereign Show. This is your host, Puanani Rogers, and our engineer is our
Sister Lei.
Aloha no. What a beautiful day in Hanalea. I'm happy to be here today.
As always, it's just the views of the mountains was very dramatic.
Oh, the clouds were so dramatic.
The clouds were very
on the way over in the car as we were driving. We were just oohing and aahing at the beautiful Kirakua's creations. Enjoying nature.
Beautiful island.
Yeah. Well, hope everyone is feeling good, too. Feeling well in body and spirit. And we send our warmest aloha out to all of you, especially those that may be dealing with some health issues. We ask Kirakua's blessing upon you, give you comfort and healing, as well as anybody else out there that may need a pule. We send you our aloha and a pule for Kirakua's blessings to all of you. May you always stand in the light of Kirakua and shine his light. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So how's my tita doing today? Huh? My co-host. What kind of month did you have? September.
Hot.
Yes.
Vela.
I meant to talk about the weather. But today is so nice and pleasant. I actually got chilled this morning when I woke up. It was cool. It was really chilly. So maybe now the cooler weather you think is ushering in?
Well, we're heading towards the time of Lono, so yeah.
Yes, I also heard there's going to be another total eclipse coming up soon, too. And tomorrow night, I think, will be the full moon. So I love full moons. I'm going to be checking it out.
Good time to work in the garden at night.
Oh, yes, that's true. Kanu, the seeds.
Yeah.
Kanu means plant, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been a very interesting past month. I'd like to do a kind of like a short review of what happened in September because all kinds of things happened. And first of all, it was my birthday month. I'm 75 years old now. And I'm not counting anymore.
And she don't look like that.
And it was also Queen Liliuokalani's birthday on September 2nd. So we do honor her. She would have been over 100 years old, of course, by now. But always we'll remember her. She will always be our queen. And whatever we do for our nation now, we are doing for her. And dedicating all of our efforts to our beloved and revered and honored Queen Liliuokalani. We love her. what else happened in September? Oh, I had a party. It was good fun. Birthday party with families and friends. Only good fun and good food. And then I was surprised with a trip to Maui for a 3-day conference. And loved it. I love being with people who think and act like the same things, or who thinks and likes the same things as me. And I dedicated to a purpose and mission of Aloha Aina and Malama Aina as well. And as well as having respect for our religious and cultural beliefs. That was what Maui was all about. Then we were shocked and saddened to hear that one of our beloved Kumuhula passed away. Doric Yaris passed away September
17th.
Oh,
yes, beautiful hello.
He will
that
be.
They'll carry on his tradition.
Yes, they do. His hello is carrying on. He's
very
not really nice. Gone. No, he's living. He continues to live in his haumana, and in his recordings and all of his wonderful work that he has done to perpetuate our
and for some who don't know what kumu is, of course, that base foundation of knowledge that carries wisdom and teaches it to the next.
Hi. Kumu, yep. Kumu. He's a kumu hula, because you can be kumu of other things as well.
And a singer, an artist, we still have him.
Yeah, maybe we'll play one music. Oh, I like hear one song from him then. We'll take a break and then we'll play a song by Dart. I like the Ka'ua Loku Ohana Le, I think is the one that he does really, really well.
Let me look that one up.
And so, yeah, we wish the Yaris family a lot of love and aloha and comfort. I'm sure they're still hurting. It's still kind of fresh. And may he rest in peace and love. Darik, we will always miss you. But last but not least, I waited anxiously every year for the Mokiana Festival every September.
And you attended. You and your...
Yeah, I did go. Our halau danced on the Tuesday night event at the Aloha Beach Resort. It started with the opening services and blessing on the festival at the Kapa'a First Hawaiian Church.
Uh-huh.
And ended with a nice pa'ina for everybody. Uh-huh. Oh, really, really, oh no. Then Monday, we traveled all the way to Waimea, to the Waimea Historical Theater for a composer's contest, and that was really, really good. What an array of wonderfully talented people we have on Kauai.
We do.
From old, you know, from Kupuna to Opio, man. They were on that stage, and they were singing their songs that they wrote, and so beautiful. I won't miss it next year either. I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
And then what happened after Monday? Tuesday was the event at the Aloha Beach with Lady Ipo, and that's where we performed, our halau performed. Wednesday was also a wonderful event with Onyo. He's the coconut leaf weaving master.
Yeah.
He is so talented. I've seen a variety of things now that he's created, coconut leaves.
Yeah.
Awesome. He did a whole thing at the museum on Wednesday night for the Mokiana Festival, because the theme of the festival this year was honoring the master crafters of Kauai.
Sweet.
Yeah. Kiss
and wasn't their honor in recognizing them within
the
community.
Yes, exactly. Then what was the last thing? Oh, and then, of course, Thursday, Friday was Awana and Kahiko. Kahiko first, then Awana.
Of hula.
We had 21 halaus. Wow.
It keeps growing.
It does. And the caliber keeps rising.
I know
too.
That.
In
the composers contest.
Yes, it's getting better and better and better and better every year. And this year we had three halaus, I think, from Oahu, and were of very high caliber. I mean, I thought, whoa, is this the Merry Monarch or what?
Hawaii
it
monarch.
Was fabulous. I mean, costumes, adornments, the way they come on the stage and do their thing, and the way they come off the stage, it was so professional, so beautiful. I loved every minute. And then Saturday was the solos, and guess what? Mrs. Mokihana, who took, you know, this year.
Who took this year?
Was from Oahu.
Oh.
She had an interesting name, which I can't remember, but
yeah.
She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. She was 35 years old and came and asked the picture to have take a picture with me because I was the first Mrs. Mokihana Hula, right?
That's right.
Can you imagine that it was 20 years ago?
No.
Ooh. 20 years ago, and was the first Mrs. Mokihana Hula, and of course my kumu Nathan was the one that urged me to to go. He said, hey, if I do one contest for Mrs. Mokeana, you can enter. I went, oh, no, I don't like competing. I don't like to compete. He said, oh, no, go ahead, go. So it was so funny. Anyway, 20 years ago, and I was 55 years old when I won. Nowadays, the girls are like 35, 40. Oh, no. Yeah. I know. Amazing, yeah?
Wow.
I'm 75, and 20 years ago, I was 55.
Right? Gee, I've known you for 20 years.
Yeah. Since then, right? But anyway, the wonderful Mokeana Festival, if you guys missed it this year, you really lost out. It was so, so good.
Be sure to follow the Malie Foundation's website, and it'll keep you posted on when the next Mokeana Festival is, as well as all the events throughout the year that they bring forth. And it's very cultural,
nice, very smart,
very
to
and fun, yeah, and educational at the same time.
Mention the website. It will also give you the results of all the competitions, too, who won what,
right,
if you go and check the website.
So that's Malie Foundation, M-A-L-I-E foundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
Org.
Org. Yep. Don't miss it next year.
And do you like one song? You like listen to one song at all?
Yeah.
Kumuhula?
Darik Yaris, okay. Yes.
And this is
Ka'ua
Loku and Mahalo Kama.
That's the one.
Ka'ina.
Mahalo. Okay. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
That was the wonderful Kumuhula Doric Yaris and his CD Kaleo. I don't know if it's still in stock, if any's still in stock already. And that was Ka'ualoku and Na Molokama together. Oop, Auntie, your mic out. There you go.
Oh, what happened? Okay, oh, I wasn't on. Oh. And I hope some of Doric's fans were listening when we played that song, because, wow, his voice was so nahe. Always will be. In my
local boy.
Yeah. Bandit. Right. Okay, got one announcement. It's about tomorrow, and I'm not sure if anybody on this island heard about it, except if you were on Facebook or on the internet. But Facebook, we're plastering all over the place, and that's because tomorrow they're going to break ground for the construction of the 30-meter telescope on Mauna Awakea, which has been an issue and a struggle for our Nakanaka Maoli cultural practitioners for years. They have been battling this in the courtrooms. Kealoha, Ku, Soli, that's the core of the group that has been the defenders of Mauna Awakea, and also the Florises, Pua Case and Kalani Flores and his Ohana. And they made a kahea out to all of us, wherever you may be, that tomorrow at 7 a.m. or 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, simultaneously with other groups throughout the islands, as well as one in California, and I believe one also in Oregon that will be also will be participating as well in solidarity with the group that will be up there on Mauna Awakea tomorrow morning. They'll be up there from sunrise, I believe. So if you want to start chanting then, or at least get into the spirit and the mood and into the purpose of what you are going to be doing. And it is all for the protection and healing of our sacred place, Mauna Kea. So, okay, it'll be tomorrow on Kauai. It'll be tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Meet us at the airport, outside of the airport on the highway. Meet us there tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We're asked to bring poos, instruments. I'm going to just bring a poo, and I'm going to be chanting, and I'll be teaching some chanting, too. In fact, I was hoping that maybe I could get together with some of you tonight. Call me up, 652-1249, if you hear my voice and are one that are going to be participating tomorrow. I would be happy to teach you some chants tonight to prepare for tomorrow, and we can practice and practice all we want tomorrow, too. Okay?
Again,
tomorrow, 7 a.m., October 7th, out by Lihui.
And to share our kahea in one with those on Mauna.
Yes, yep. Yes, and all wherever they are in the world.
Yes.
Yes, even, you know, just send the good energies. I even sent an email to my friends in Japan, because Japan is one of the countries that is participating in this, using our Mauna Kea. So I wrote to them and told them, please write to your government and tell your government what they're doing here is desecration. It's like, you know, putting a telescope on Mount Fuji to them. I don't know. I tried. Okay, and another announcement.
We do have listeners from Japan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could speak to them in Japanese and say, protect Mauna Kea Mountain.
Our phones are down, so as far as being able to put you on air there.
Yeah.
We've got new phones in the studio. But
I forgot to mention. Yeah, sorry, cannot call in.
I mean, you can call in, but you won't be on
the air. Okay, that's right. Okay. So please call in if you want to say something, if you want to be with us tomorrow morning. Let us know. My number is 652-1249, and you can call me anytime after I get off the air at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. We have our listeners from Canada and Japan, San Francisco, San Diego, and even in Honolulu and here locally in Kapa'a, and Vancouver, Canada as well. So plenty of participants.
All right. Oh, interesting. Aloha, Canada. And aloha to Japan, konnichiwa, San Francisco and San Diego, aloha. Thank you for listening. One more announcement, and this one is so important. It's about a water workshop that's happening on Thursday, October 9th at 1 p.m. at the County Council Chambers. That begins at 1 p.m. The Historic County Building, Kauai Special EDR Committee Meeting, Water Workshop Meeting. That's the title on the page. Okay, the Kauai County Council's Economic Development, Sustainability, Ag, Food, Energy, and Intergovernmental Relations Committee will hold a non-decision-making informational workshop to discuss water issues in Kauai's Puna District, which has been raised by the community group Hui Ho'opulapula Nawai o Puna. The workshop is being held so the committee can become better informed and to engage the community in the broader issue. Professor Kapua Sprout will and her students will be making a presentation. OHA has provided funding to Professor Sprout's law clinic this fall to assist the Hui and the County of Kauai in better understanding this issue. So, I think we should go to that. I've been to several of Kapua Sprout's lectures, though, on the water, so I hope it's going to be probably some new information. I hope so. Well, in particular, this is about the Puna District, and if people want to know what the Puna District is, it is from Kealia to Olohana is Puna District. If you live in that area, you live in that moku. They put up signs to let you know what moku you live in, too. The Puna moku sign is down in Anahola. Okay, important water meeting. Must go. Alrighty. Now, what I really wanted to talk about today is this letter that I found that I'm holding in my hand, in fact, right now. And it's a letter from Williamson B.C. Chang, Professor of Law, William S. Richardson School of Law, University of Hawaii. And it's addressed to Eric Holder, Jr., U.S. Attorney General, U.S. Department of Justice, Washington, D.C., regarding reporting felonies in accordance with 18 capital U.S.C. 4. Dear Attorney General Holder, pursuant to 18 U.S.C. 4, misprision of felony, I am legally obligated to report to you the knowledge I have about multiple felonies that prima facie have been and continue to be committed here in the Hawaiian Islands. Wow. Okay, I know this is political. Bear with me, guys. This is a really important letter, and we're addressing it to the United States, and it is regarding some felony committed against the Hawaiian people. I have been made aware of these felonies through the memorandum by political scientist David Keanu Sai, which is enclosed with this letter. Although I am... This is Chang speaking again. Although I am not at the present an expert in war crimes or criminal, federal criminal law, I have been in the law faculty for 38 years, and I am competent in statutory analysis and procedure. The memo evidences war crimes that have had and continue to be committed, which are felonies coded under 18 U.S.C. 2441. According to that, the offense of a war crime is a felony. Another 2441C defines a war crime as grave breach in any of the international conventions signed at Geneva 12, August 1949. The 1949 Geneva Convention signed and ratified by the United States prohibits pillaging. That's an interesting word, which is synonymous with the term plunder. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, case number IT95, Tribune for former Yugoslavia, defined the offense of plunder as all forms of unlawful appropriation of property in military occupation for which individual criminal responsibility attaches under international law, including those acts traditionally described as pillage. That's really interesting. Okay, so they're being accused of pillaging or plundering, and it is a felony, act against the people. The pillage plunder is defined as the fraudulent appropriation of public and private funds belonging to the opposing party, which states that it belongs to the Hawaiian Kingdom as an occupied state and not the United States. Hence, after reading the contents of the memo, I have not only gained knowledge of the actual commission of a felony cognizable by a court of the United States, but that I must, as soon as possible, make known the same to same judge or other person in civil or military authority, or I will be fined or imprisoned, not more than 3 years or both. Isn't that interesting? Further, as a state of Hawaii employee, I and other state officials, now this is including the governor, and employees receive state monies that have been implicated as being gained through the commission of felonies, namely the war crimes of pillaging, and we could also face prosecution. The court defined an accessory after the fact as one who, knowing a felony to have been committed by another, receives, relieves, comforts, or assists the felon in order to hinder the felon's apprehension, trial, or punishment. Therefore, in light of the aforementioned, I am deeply concerned about this matter that affects all state of Hawaii officials and employees, including myself personally. Wow, so he asked, so he sent this letter, it was dated September 17th, and he asked for kind consideration to respond within 2 weeks of the receipt of this communication. And if the office responds in 2 weeks is able to refute the evidence provided for in the memo, then assuredly the felonies, war crimes, have not been committed. But if your office is not able to refute the evidence, then this is a matter for the United States Pacific Command, being the occupying power, and all state of Hawaii officials and employees, as well as I, are compelled to comply with Hawaiian Kingdom law and the law of occupation. Sincerely yours, Williamson, B.C. Chang, Professor of Law.
Oh, my.
That is heavy duty. What do you think about that? Do you think the United States give a darn?
Many of the people in the government are like, thank you for the historical
and
education.
And, goodbye. Next.
And that's your perspective.
Oh, gosh. You know, we still haven't heard from Curry either, a response to Kamanao Crab's letter. Now we're waiting for this guy. Has 2 weeks gone by, September 17th to, October 6th? Is that 2 weeks already?
Well, they figure they're already working on something. That's why Department of... they were here taking testimony.
Well, that was triggered by Kamanao's letter,
But, they figure they're doing something.
So they're going to have hearings again with Department of Justice on this question. Are we, in fact, criminals, felons?
Who would you call to ask that question, though, too, Auntie? Who would you call?
Obama.
Yeah, straight to the top.
Yeah.
And
it's also demanding deoccupation, military deoccupation. And we've been yelling that for a long time too.
Well, we're at 5:37 already.
5:37. Time for another song.
Well, we'll take we'll do another song with Queen's Jubilee with Kekaoha.
Mahalo, I love that song.
Yeah.
To our queen.
And then we have a few announcements.
How old are you?
We'll be right back.
Come on,
was Walden Kikoha and Tapa Groove together singing the Queen's Jubilee from his album Kanaka Mole, done in 2003. And you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, just about 17 minutes before 6 o'clock. At top of the hour, you'll be listening to wonderful jazz by any one of the Richards. Let's see. We have Can You Ding It or Sunset Jazz. One of those two shows are going to be on right at 6 o'clock a.m. Mm-hmm. I mean, p.m. p.m. Oh, we have, Auntie, we get one lost dog that was found.
Where?
Up Kalihimai Ridge. It looks like a hunting dog, not sure. And it has no collar. So, but it is brindle with white chest and a rather large dog, and it's a male. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Bonnie or Kenny is the person that you can call mm-hmm. for your dog because they're taking care. 828-6390. So if this is your dog found around Kalihimai Bridge, brindle with white chest, large male, you can give no collar, you can give Bonnie or Kenny a call at 828-6390.
Yeah. Could it be a boxer?
I don't know.
They should have identified boxer or what.
They weren't sure of the age and brindle. It's a brindle.
Oh, okay.
So, Auntie, you're back.
All right. Well, again, want to welcome you for tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Airport Highway. We're going to stand and chant to the universe for the protection of the Mauna Awakea, the beautiful realm of Wakea, which is way on the top, above the mountain. So, join us at 7 a.m. and bring your poo, your shells to blow, or I have a poo ohe, bamboo. Yes, and kihe, and water, and snacks, and let's do it. Let's join other people around the world at the same time to chant to protect our Mauna Awakea, okay? We'll do that tomorrow morning early. Please come and join us. If you need more information, please call me. My number is 652-1249. I also have information on the some of the chats that I will be printing out and bringing to the place so that we can all chat together and we can share.
So we have a 2-minute video. Voice of it.
Of the chants. Oh, okay.
The other one was poor.
Yes.
I don't know how well it'll come out.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one of the chants that we will be doing tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Well, that was cute. You heard the baby crying. Wow, that was like so powerful.
It's a family affair.
Yes.
Oh, we sounded good. Our Ohana, all of the everything.
There must have been a lot of people in that gymnasium for making, you know, to make that
venison
sound so
gorgeous,
rich. Yeah. Okay, so I do have the words to that chant, and we're going to try to do it tomorrow. And practice tonight sometime too. So, in closing, I would like to thank you all for tuning in. I truly hope that you enjoyed this short hour with us and learned something new. So I'd like to leave you with this golden rule. Hate no one, no matter how much they have wronged you. Live humbly, no matter how wealthy you become. Think positively, no matter how hard life is. Give much, even if you've been given little. And lastly, keep in touch with the ones who have forgotten you, and forgive who has wronged you, and do not stop praying for the best for those you love. Take care. Malama pono.
You guys have about 5 minutes.
Oh, we do have 5 minutes more. Okay. So we can play a song.
We go put up, brother.
But it is. Oh, my Kailo.
And be sure you stay tuned for Jazz. And next time we should
come
up.
It's Mary. It's not Rich. It's going to be Mary. Don't look like Rich at all.
Whoops. And, Okay. We're going to go ahead and move
closing
right
song.
Into Living in a Sovereign Land. And is next week one? Not next week.
Next month.
Next month.
We'll see you all then.
All right.
Malama pono.